I'm going to incur some fines with the government right now.
Okay.
I'm going to use some foul language.
Excellent.
Because it's Friday! It's so hard.
I think you're good.
To hold back.
So far, we're good. It is Friday.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Yes. I'm so happy about that. Can you tell?
It's sort of a party weekend as well,
yeah,
because of Halloween.
That's right.
Which I love.
Nothing but party songs all weekend here on KLOS, too.
All right.
So you got parties planned this weekend?
No.
What?
I don't think so.
Hello? Is the caller there? Hello?
I mean, I think there have been a couple of...
Invites?
Mm-hmm. But I didn't see them.
Did you get mine?
I didn't see it.
I sent that one.
I didn't see yours.
Actually, we're going to some friend's party, so... Well, you can come if you like.
We're
going
to show up to your house.
Yeah, do it. Yeah. Surprise the dog.
No one's here.
What the hell? Get out of my house.
In the 4 o'clock hour, we have Guns N' Roses tickets for the best Halloween costume.
So
we're going to ask you what your Halloween costume is this year. And
nice.
For the best one,
nice.
We're going to send you to see Guns N' Roses.
That's right.
We also have People Are Dumb. We have One American Dollar. And there's something called the Florida Man Games.
I am so excited about this.
As am I. This is a weird-ass thing. We're going to explain to you next. We're going to talk to the organizer.
And it's for real. This is not Ralph doing some weird
right.
voice. This is actually real.
They're actually putting together like a running away from the police.
Olympics.
Sort of.
For
yeah.
Florida
for
folk.
For Florida folk, yeah. So we'll talk to that guy next on 95.5 KLOS.
Latest from the Foo Fighters that is rescued on KLOS.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. As you know, we have What's Up with Florida.
Yeah,
and
one of our favorite features, yeah.
By all things Florida. And there is going to be a new...
Hey, Andy, what are some things?
Hey, you be quiet.
I wish they weren't talking. There's going to be a new event called the Florida Man Games.
That is the best name for a new Olympic-style event that I've ever heard.
It is an Olympic-style event featuring people like Florida Man. And it's going to be fantastic. And we have the organizer. We have the phone number. Let's call.
All right. I think it's ringing now, actually.
His name is Pete.
Hello.
Hey, is this Pete?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Pete. It's Kevin and Sluggo from KLOS in Los Angeles.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
We are doing great. We want to call and find out everything we can about the Florida Man Games.
Oh, you got it. I'm here for you.
How did the idea come about?
Well, I'm not going to say there was drinking involved. I don't know what the rules are on the radio. But
heartily encouraged.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. You know, we're sitting around talking, and I'm thinking, what can we do to let people live the life of a Florida Man headline? You guys know how crazy these Florida Man headlines are.
Oh, yeah, some of our favorites.
Oh, we become the laughing stock of the nation at least once a week.
I'm glad. So, I'm super happy that people in Florida know that.
I mean, we do. We're aware. We embrace it. We get it. It's part of our culture.
Nice.
It's Florida.
All right.
But so we wanted to think, how can we let people live a day in the life of that Florida Man headline, you know, without going to jail anymore?
Ah.
So that's kind of the genesis for the Florida Man Games.
And what are some of the games going to include?
So my favorite game is going to be, you know, there's going to be mud.
Sure.
There's got to be mud.
Yeah.
My absolute favorite.
I like that the first thing that you say about Florida Man Games.
There's going to be mud.
There's going to be mud.
Really close to blood,
oh,
but
yeah.
Mud because
okay.
It's Florida.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Wet and messy down. Sure. So my favorite is the evading arrest obstacle course. And the reason it's my favorite is because we somehow talked our sheriff's office into giving us some real cops.
What?
To take the Florida Man contestants.
Really? I guess it's good practice for them, too.
They said they are sending their fastest. I mean, they described these guys as rabbits. So our contestants are going to have a tough time. It's going to be exciting.
Please tell
long.
Me that they're going to be tased.
You know what? I brought that option up to them. They said there were legal reasons.
Boo.
Said, this is Florida Man. Do we need legality to get in the way?
No, we do not.
So that's the evading arrest obstacle course. What else you got?
Well, we've also got the weaponized pool noodle mud joust. That's where one of these mud games comes in. And this is so great because it is taking place in our Florida Man Games Coliseum. And the Florida Man Games Coliseum is, of course, an above-ground pool.
Nice. Nice.
That is a hell of a coliseum. I like the name.
Hey, Coleman's finest, right?
Pete, let me ask you a question. In order to put all this together, have you yourself, or how many times, I guess I should ask, have you been arrested?
Oh, well, that would be zero.
Oh!
Well, I guess maybe I'm not qualified to do this at all.
Or maybe you're a liar.
Yeah, I'm leaning liar.
It's possible you're a liar. What about the Beer Belly Florida Sumo?
The Beer Belly Florida Sumo, this is going to be great. I mean, it's exactly what it sounds like. We may add a pool of Jell-O in there just for fun to make sure these guys don't have grip on the ground, but... Yeah, other than that, man, it's pretty self-explanatory.
When is this going to happen? Because I think we need to send people from LA, yeah, and us, ourselves, to witness this great moment.
We will hook you guys up with tickets.
Nice.
And we'll get you there.
Nice.
But it's going to be happening February 24th in the nation's oldest city, St. Augustine, Florida.
Wow, what has become of St. Augustine?
How great is that? All right, the Florida Man Games is the name of the website,
yes.
floridamangames.com. And you can go there, you can buy tickets, and we're going to compete.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a given.
I think we're going to definitely have to send some KLOS humans your way, man.
Pete, you're the best. Hey. Thank you for taking the time.
You got it. Thank you, guys. It was a lot of fun.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, 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 yo. What do you? I see you have a dollar in your hand. Just go ahead and hand it over now, because I'm gonna win. I don't care what this is.
I don't know that you're gonna win, but I think you might.
Yeah,
I think you might.
Psychic powers to everybody listening right now are gonna help me.
So I have a top 10. He gets 6 guesses to get 4 out of the top 10.
Right.
The top 10 costumes for 2023.
We just did that yesterday, didn't we?
For kids.
Oh.
Yesterday we did current event.
Kids.
This
right?
is for kids.
For kids for this year?
Top 10 costumes for 2023.
I didn't know the...
Based on Google searches.
Oh, my God. I didn't know the pop culture for adults. How much more so kids? I don't... Having no kids myself. Wow.
I mean, it's I'll give you a hint. It's less pop culture-y.
Less pop culture. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Top 10 costumes for 2023 kids.
One American dollar, by the way, is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com. I have to think Ken and Barbie are on the list. I mean, that seems like it would really suit kids.
I will go yes on Woo-hoo! Barbie.
Barbie, cool.
Number one.
Nice. Wow.
No Ken.
Have you seen the movie yet?
I have seen it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was really good.
I haven't gotten around to it.
It was really good. You know, everybody says the same thing, which is, I know what you're thinking.
Right.
But it turns out to be really good.
Is it along the lines of Charlie's Angels, those movies in the 90s? Kind of like
no,
that?
No, it's not even so... better than that.
Okay, because I love those movies.
It's really good.
I believe... Katy Perry was on the list yesterday. Kids love Katy Perry, don't they? Oh, they don't. They hate. Hey, Katy, you're not popular with the kids.
So that's 2 guesses. This is top 10 costumes for kids 2023.
Wednesday. That was a good series, by the way. Did you watch that?
I did not watch
it. It was really good.
Yeah,
it's very entertaining. Yes!
Wednesday Addams, this is number 6.
Seems like every time you open the door to trick-or-treaters, I mean, unless, you know, you're Psycho Mike and you ask them what zip code they're from, and you send them away. One of them's wearing a Spider-Man outfit. Are they still like Spidey?
Spider-Man.
Ah!
Look at you.
Man, that is like an eternal costume.
It is.
I've been wearing
right.
that since the beginning of time.
That's most of these.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I was thinking Dracula. I'll say Dracula.
Dracula.
Ah. Come on, Drac.
It's not all of them. You get one more guess.
One
you got
to
get it right.
I don't even.
Otherwise, you
I
lose.
Don't even know. I'm going to say, are the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles still a kid thing? Is that long ancient history?
That is not on the list.
Damn it.
I'm sorry, you are a loser.
Damn it.
I'm going to tell you again that it's very generic.
Right.
Number 10 is Bunny.
Bunny? I would slam the door on that kid.
Number 9 is Ninja.
Slam the door on that kid.
If I was a ninja, I would steal all the candy from the
there
the bunny.
You go. Yeah.
Number 8, cowboy.
Slam the door.
Number 7, dinosaur.
Slam the door.
Number 6, Wednesday Addams.
Slam the door.
Here's some candy for you.
On everybody.
Number five, fairy. Number four, witch. Number three, you guessed Spider-Man.
I was going to say witch. I was thinking
number
witch.
Two, princess.
Princess. That's and what I went as last
number
year.
Number one is Barbie. Barbie. I saw the pictures. You were a beautiful
right?
princess.
I know, yes. right? Thank you.
It was so sweet.
Ian Asbury and his Colt Pals. Just a little taste of what's coming up starting at 5. Another all-party songs weekend.
Remember when Ian came in?
Damn it. But nothing but party music starting at 5. It'll be wall-to-wall all weekend long.
We have 4 tickets for you to see the LA Kings take on the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. We'll take caller 25 and however many we need to do hockey slang.
Hockey
slang. We're
going to
ask you hockey slang, and if you can tell us the correct answer, you'll win 4 tickets for tomorrow night. We'll take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. We are giving away tickets to the LA Kings versus the Vegas Golden Knights. KLOS, who's this?
This is Raider Dan.
What's up, Raider Dan?
What's happening, Sluggo?
You know, this, that, the other thing. We want to send you to see the Kings play tomorrow night. Would you be able to go if you win this important trivia question?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Well. All right. What are they referring to in the NHL when they say lettuce?
Lettuce?
Lettuce, yeah.
Oh, man. How about the next question?
That's the question. Sorry, man.
Oh, my God. Lettuce. I've never heard that before.
I know it. No
it's
worries.
This delicious stuff you put on burgers, but that's not what we're looking for right now. Thanks for calling, though. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
It's Jerry Leggett.
What's up, Jerry?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hey, would you be able to go see the Kings tomorrow night if you win this question Kevin has for you?
Yes, I could.
All right. What is it? What are they referring to when they say lettuce?
In the NHL.
When they say lettuce.
That's your bucket. That's your head. That's your hair.
That's your hair is right.
Woo!
Well done.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well done. You got 4 tickets for tomorrow night's LA Kings Vegas Golden Knights game. It is at 7:30. It's at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets, but you just won yours for free.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Hold on a second. Don't go away. You know, I thought you were going to say everybody else can go to hell, but that would have been weird.
No. No. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Happy Friday, my friend.
It is Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
Weekend before Halloween.
Yep.
We're going to take your calls for the best Halloween costume. Who's going to wear the best Halloween costume? For the person that wins will get 2 tickets to see Guns N' Roses with the Black Keys.
Oh, so if you have a costume planned, we want to hear from you now. 818-955-KLOS.
It's a little easier for women because you can just put sexy... anything.
Yeah.
Teacher,
sexy
librarian,
mortician,
nun.
Sexy
it
nun.
Doesn't matter.
Nope. Sexy dead corpse.
I went as Ozzy 1 year.
Did you really?
I did.
When was that?
I don't know. It was
a
maybe
long time ago?
10 years ago
or
something
awesome.
Like that.
That's awesome. Did you keep saying Sharon?
Sharon!
I look a lot like Ozzy!
What are you going as? You have a party tomorrow
night? I've had such great costumes lately. My wife puts together amazing things. I had this weird mask that was like a death mask, and it's all lit up, and it did this weird stuff. This year, we just didn't have time, so we're going as robbers. Full robbers. We just didn't have time.
I love the last second. Yeah. Just whatever. Let's just go as.
I have like capes and all sorts of weird stuff that I usually wear. I'm such a huge fan of Halloween.
No, I want to see you in a cape.
I ain't going to win my G. Yeah, you will. No, you don't. I'm not going to win the GNR tickets because my
You're
costume
not.
Sucks. What about you? Do you have something for this year?
I don't
go
have anything
again?
For this year. No, the Aussie wig, man.
Yeah.
Woo!
Did it change you? Did you find yourself acting differently?
I ate a lot of wig. I'll tell you that.
A lot
it's
of bat.
Hard to get it out of your mouth. No, but it was fun. It was it was a good time.
Yeah.
And it's an easy costume sort of to pull off because really it's just the wig.
Yeah.
It's kind of all you need.
And the attitude.
818-955-KLOS. What are your plans for Halloween? What are you going to be? The best one gets Guns N' Roses tickets with the Black Keys at the Hollywood Bowl. 818-955-KLOS.
I'm All Right is what that's called. Mammoth WVH is who it is. Wolfie was hanging out with Marcy here in the studio for like an hour yesterday.
Very cool.
They had a really good time on the boot camp. By the way, he's going to be here in Los Angeles at the Belasco on December 9th. And I love this. I think this is really smart of them. The night before he plays his hometown here in L.A., he's going to be playing Vegas. He's going to be at the House of Blues.
Oh, nice.
On December 8th. But he'll be here at the Belasco, and you can hear that live, Mammoth WVH.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about the best Halloween costume. If you have the best one this year, you get Guns N' Roses tickets.
Yeah, you're going to win.
You're going to play the Hollywood Bowl with Black Keys. What is your costume going to be?
I'm going to be the hamburger.
A hamburger?
No, the hamburger.
Oh, the hamburger. I was almost going to go as the hamburger this year.
I kind of like that.
I do. Do you have someone with you? Do you have like a bucket of fries or anything?
No, just hamburgers.
Yeah.
Just bringing burgers.
Well, I think we're going to pass on that one because I thought of it. But cool. Have fun.
KLOS, hello.
Yo.
Hey.
Hey, we're talking about the best Halloween costumes.
You got one?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Dog the Bounty Hunter, brah.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. That's really kind of dated at this point, but I like it. I don't think it's going to win GNR tickets, though. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Bradley. How you guys doing today?
We're good. Thank you. We're talking about Halloween costumes.
What do you got planned?
So me and my girlfriend, we're going to go as the duality of Mother Nature and Father Time.
Wow. Wow.
So I'm going to be half kind of like Gandalf meets Flavor Flav.
Gotcha, with a clock.
Gandalf meets Flavor Flav might be the best description I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
That's pretty great.
All right, hold on. Don't go away. You might get yourself some Guns N' Roses tickets, but let's see what else other people have planned for this weekend. Best Halloween costume will win.
818-955-KLOS. We are taking calls on the best Halloween costumes. The best one is going to win Guns N' Roses tickets.
Yeah, you're going to go to the Hollywood Bowl.
KLOS, who's this?
Steve,
thanks for holding. What's your Halloween costume plan for this weekend?
Well, I'm going to dress up as Harry Potter, but I got a butt face mask, so I'm going to be Harry Pooter.
I got to be honest, I love that one.
Yeah?
I love Harry Pooter.
Is that your favorite one so far?
I don't know.
Yeah? That's up to you, Kevin. I think I would move on. I love it, but I think not for GNR tickets.
All right.
Oh, good one, though. That's great, dude. That's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. We're looking for the best Halloween costume to win Guns N' Roses tickets.
I have a great idea. I love you guys, and I want to be Elvira Presley.
Elvira Presley.
Yes.
So it's Elvira meets Elvis.
Yes.
Wow, that's funky. I like that.
I like it.
It's a little gender bending, and I might be confused by the end of the night, but I like it.
Yeah, it could be hot. It could be silly. You gotta be silly.
Nice. Well, I like it a lot. I think
I like that one too.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello, Kevin and Sluggo.
Yo,
this is Lou.
Hey, Lou,
how
we're
you doing?
Good. We're good. We're talking about the best Halloween costumes.
Well, me and the wife got this one together. She's going to be a smoking hot Jasmine outfit,
right?
And I'm going as her counterpart, a genie in a lamp, and across the lamp face it says, "Make a wish, rub me." Rub me here.
I think I'm just going to start wearing something that says that all the time.
Just 24/7?
Just get her done. I like it.
Kind of looks like a banana in front of me, but it's funny as hell.
So you have a full-on genie lamp that's going to be your kind of inside of, basically, is what I'm picturing?
Yeah. Huh. So it's basically a foam lamp, and it says, one side says, make a wish, and then on the other side it says, rub it here.
I'm liking that.
All right, that sounds good. Why don't you hold on? We'll take a few more calls, and we'll see which one we like best.
Who's going to win the GNR tickets for the best costume this weekend?
We've taken some great calls for Halloween costumes so far.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some great costumes out there this year, apparently. We're still looking to give someone some GNR tickets for their idea, however.
What is your idea?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to let my daughter say it because it's her costume. It's her idea, and we're doing it together.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to be Patrick Bateman from American Psycho. My mom's going to be the dead cooker.
Wow.
How old are you?
I'm 13.
That is some fantastic parenting right there.
That is brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love it. She came up with the idea herself. And I'm like, okay, let's just go with it.
We love that.
I love that so much.
Just won, I do believe. Did she just win?
Yep.
Guns N' Roses
just
tickets.
Won Guns N' Roses
You're going
tickets.
To GNR at the Hollywood Bowl.
You are going to be.
Fantastic.
Well done, Guns N' Roses at the Hollywood Bowl with the Black Keys.
You got tickets? Plus you're qualified for a grand prize? Did we know this?
Oh, sure. We knew all about that.
Okay.
It's a Paradise City Lounge package. It includes seats in the first 10 rows behind the pit and entry into the Paradise Lounge, which includes hors d'oeuvres and beverages and a nice hard slap in the face.
Awesome. Yeah, guys. I love this. show. I've been listening to you guys since you came on.
Thank you, and thank you for really raising your child right.
I'm doing the best I can.
Black Keys and GNR. I do believe that JD all weekend is going to have tickets for you to see him at the Hollywood Bowl. So keep listening. Yeah, very cool. We are minutes away from
the Old Request Fest.
It is nothing but party music. What do you want to hear?
818-955-KLOS, or if you're still on Twitter, at Kevin and Sligo.
And let the festivities begin.
All weekend long, it's KLOS party songs. Wall to wall.
To wall to wall.
On Southern California's rock wall. 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
Let's kick off the party song weekend with a couple of hours of the All Request Fest.
Absolutely.
818-955-KLOS, and if it's Halloween themed, you get a, I don't know, extra treat, I suppose.
You get a couple of extra points.
You can hit us up on Twitter, too.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Good luck! Come on, let's party, man! Nice costume! What do you mean that's not a costume? Oh.
Hello there!
Hey, who's this?
It's G from Pasadena.
It's our Old Request Fest. What can we do for you?
How about a song by Jimi Hendrix? Let's go Dudley Dagger.
That is for Sean in Anaheim, Sex Pistols, God Save the Queen.
It's amazing when it was, used to sound so smeared and loud and messy, and now it's actually got some age on it. It sounds really, it's well produced.
It is, yeah.
Very well recorded and actually just straightforward, great stuff there. Hey, you can win a 2023 Range Rover Sport at Yamabao Resort and Casino at San Manuel in October. Details are at yamabao.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly. And this is how All Request Fest happening. Thanks to them.
818-955-KLOS if you've got a great party song, or if you're still on Twitter, at Kevin and Sluggo. It's nothing but party songs all weekend long.
Hello, KLOS, All Request Fest. What do you want to hear?
How about I Need a Favor by Jelly Roll?
Who are
I
you?
Like it.
Yeah. Who's this?
My name is Marianne from Riverside County.
You got it. We will do it for you. Have a wonderful Halloween weekend.
You also. Thank you.
That is New Judas Priest on KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Panic Attack. And who was that for?
That was for Jose.
Jose, was he actually out there? Did he say if he saw them at Power Trip?
He didn't say.
Come on, Jose. Answer these questions. It's important. You got a 2023 Range Rover Sport, perchance? You might win one at Yamaba Resort and Casino at San Manuel this month. Details are at yamaba.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly. Got about an hour left of the All Request Fest, but it's nothing but party songs all weekend from
all
here
right
on out. And if people want to suggest a party song?
Yeah, you could go to Twitter if you're still there, at Kevin and Sluggo.
Or give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. The call you're about to hear on the All Request Fest actually came in like a couple of weeks ago. We just, it fell through the cracks, but hello?
My name is Richard, and I'd like to request Rock Bottom by UFO.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Sluggo jumping in to go, yeah! I love that
That's
song.
A good one.
That is a good one, man. UFO is the bomb. What are you doing this weekend?
Okay. Well, it's my birthday tonight, so I don't know what they got planned for me at home. So.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
I'll find out.
Right on.
I hope they have something.
Hey, they better have something.
Yeah, right. They damn well better. Now, that is a way to wrap up the All Request Fest and kick off a party songs weekend UFO Rock Bottom by request.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. We told you about the Florida Man Games.
Yeah.
It's a real event in Florida with events like evade arrest obstacle courses.
Yeah, and I'm thinking we're going to have to send one of you and your friend to Florida to witness this happen. That'll be in February. Keep listening for how that was going to work.
And we talked about the best Halloween costume. A woman called with her 13-year-old daughter. They were laughing. The mom handed the phone to her daughter because she said it was her 13-year-old's idea. And the 13-year-old told us she was going as Patrick Bateman from American Psycho, and her mom was going as the dead hooker.
So she won Guns N' Roses tickets. Clearly, she won. All right, I got to get out of here. I'm off to pet the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
Hey, one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
The Rolling Stones recorded their first ever demos in London on this day in rock in 1962. Ozzy and his Black Sabbath pals began their very first U.S. tour on this day in rock in 1970. Prince released his fifth album on this day in rock in 1982. The album 1999, it's ended up selling over 5 million copies worldwide.